fucking fresh.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Sangrones. And this is your they, Jazz Mooney, a.k.a. Main Doodlestain, a.k.a. Doodlestain, a.k.a. Baby Bird.
Yo, yo, yo. Vital is dead on loon in the house, but you can call me Jammin.
Buenos a todos for tuning in to Queered Wellness. This podcast is where queerdos like us get together in hopes of building some community by sharing stories and tips and resources on what's worked and what has not worked in terms of mental, physical, and spiritual wellness.
Give it up, give it up, give it to me.
Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's episode 4, y'all. We done made it. We're making it. We have a special guest today who goes by Christopher Martinez, a.k.a. Mijo, a.k.a. Christopher Listomopoulos. Really excited to hear how his 2020 went. And without further ado, let's get this party started. Let's get this party started.
U to the U to the E, Sean.
Question of the day.
Question Q to the U to the E, Sean.
Question of the day.
Question of the day.
If you have any routines or rituals you do daily, what are they besides brushing your teeth?
Are you gonna answer the question?
Oh, that's okay. Well, yes. Besides, I love a good hot cup of water.
A good right? hot cup of water.
To really wake up the, that's mine, bitch.
Oh, we're drinking hot water. Oh, my bad, bro.
Coronavirus. Okay. Careful.
Good looking out.
6 feet.
Okay. Okay, so a good cup of hot water.
I love the hot water situation. It really, like, wakes up your pod.
Do you do that every morning?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Well, I try to, you know. I'm not fucking perfect, but...
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
It's good for you. It really is. And that's like you're supposed to get the guts and the
get
organs.
Get everything
and the,
moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Your metabolism.
Do you
exactly.
get...
A little squirt of lem-lem.
Yum, yum.
I was going to say, yes. Do you put the SCV in there?
What?
Apple cider vinegar!
Apple cider vinegar, bitch!
ACV!
Assy back!
Actually, your sister got me on that shit.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's like for special occasion.
Yeah, you're right.
When you're feeling extra.
When you're trying to grow some
yeah.
mustache or something.
If I'm like super hungover, I'll definitely
ooh,
hit that.
That's
yeah.
hardcore.
Oh, actually, I like to do, like, a deep breathing exercise, or
ooh.
I try to, because it's just, it's so good for your brain, and I used to have, tonsils, and, and they were blocking my nasal passage for, like,
oh, fuck.
Like, 19 years of my
oh,
life, or, like,
my
20
God.
Years, so I was always, like, like,
ew,
just,
damn, that sucks, dude.
Always nasally.
That's how me it would have been.
And
my sister.
Snotty, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they took him out when she was younger. But,
right.
Well, yeah, she couldn't breathe.
Couldn't
ew.
Breathe.
Yeah.
So I got them taken out, and now I, like, don't take it for granted another fucking day.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember when I, like, when it all healed up and I came out in the morning, I could, like, smell the fresh-cut grass, and I cried.
Oh!
I cried. Because I was like...
Dude, I'm about to cry. That's amazing.
So, like, also... Okay, it's getting kind of deep, but, like... My relationship to breathing is very... I have a different relationship with breathing because I had
yes.
a friend who passed away
oh.
when I was 21. He drowned in a river. So, yeah, it's very fucked up. But I don't know. I just... My relationship to breathing is different now. Like, I don't know. I just take it very seriously, and it's so good for your... just it's just good for...
Everything.
Get the vessels going.
Yeah.
And your mm-hmm. brain, it just makes you feel good. It's just, it's honestly like a mental health
It clears
health
the
thing.
Ways. Like, it makes, like,
It's like, you know, everybody hates traffic. It clears the traffic of
like
oxygen through your heart, your lungs, your brain.
And like, if you do that every day. Move, let's get it going, baby.
Yes, I don't want to take drugs. Like, no hate or shame on, like, antidepressants or things like that. You know, I try to be as, quote unquote, natural as possible. I'm not saying that those things are unnatural, but, like, I try to, like, do the water and breathing situation.
Yeah.
that's where I want to go.
Hell yeah, dude.
I love that.
So, yeah. And a little stretch. And a little stretch. I like to stretch it out. Because
the stretching. I always have to remind myself to stretch.
Yeah.
And after I do, I feel so freaking good.
I do it. Oh. Yep. A little downward dog.
Get that's the best one.
Yeah.
The best. Yeah. And then what is it when you go, like, the cat-cow.
Cat-cow.
Oh, cat-cow. Cat-cow. Dude, I love that shit. Oh, that feels good. Yeah. Yes. Anything else?
A little ritual besides
brushing my teeth. Brushing your teeth.
Brush your fucking teeth,
And honestly, your tongue. Please brush your tongue.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Get a tongue, you guys. Get a tongue scraper.
There's this, I'm like about to do an ad. it's like $5 a month, and they send you a head every, like a toothbrush head every 3 months. Oh,
is it a rainbow one?
No.
Okay. You're trying to get me.
Saying?
You're gay!
Is this the queer podcast?
I've arrived.
Oh, hi!
Brush your teeth.
Brush your fucking teeth.
Tongue. Teeth, tongue.
And I try to eat a little brekkie, a little banana, if not tea, then cafe.
Yes.
If not fucking cafe, a little, just, you know, you want to get a little meal in the beginning of the day because it's just good for everything. You want to wake your shit up. You don't want to be starving by lunch and fucking slam a burger.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
You know, been there.
I've been doing that shit.
Right? I remember working at the restaurant that's... By like 1 o'clock, it's like, let me eat this whole pizza.
Yeah, and then like down. Before you know, the whole cheeseburger is sitting in your chest.
And then you just feel
then
like
then everybody calls you cheeseburger chest.
Don't call me no cheeseburger chest. All right. Okay. I'm gonna go now. daily routines. I don't do it every day, but I really, really, really try to. And it's really simple, but it's just fix my bed. Because I read somewhere, and I don't remember where, but it was this dude from the military. And he was, like, just talking about how, like, how well they are with self-discipline. But one of the things that they always do is make their bed.
Yeah.
And if you can literally start your day off just by making your bed, it sets the tone for, like, your entire day.
Yes.
And then,
tidy tone.
Yeah.
Gets y'all clean and
shit. It really does. And then also, like, it just feels clean. Because, like, I can have a clean room, but if my bed's hella messy, it just makes everything else kind of, like, even my brain, like, it kind of fucks with me. Good. So I'm like, ugh. Yeah, try to make my bed every day. And then also recently, I've just been, like, drinking water.
Yeah.
For, like, the first hour that I'm awake.
Yeah.
And then also walk every morning. But I have to because my dog will shit in the house. But it's also nice. I'm like, thanks, Dottie.
Yeah, there you
Shout out to Dottie for pooping
outside. Not on the carpet.
She still does sometimes, little bitch. But I still love her. Anyway. Yes.
It was raining.
It's been freezing.
That's why she doesn't
want to. It's okay. We have raincoats.
Oh.
It's
fine. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's got her little.
Hello. Hola.
Olivi, what do you do other than brush your teeth?
I am definitely the apple cider bitch.
Oh, good. Like every day?
Yeah, but I don't do a lot because it will make me nauseous.
But that's why your skin is so nice.
Oh, thank you.
Is it good for your skin?
She
it's
drinks
so
a
good.
Lot of water, too.
Good.
Oh, the water.
That's
what I'm trying to do now.
Thank you.
Slowly but surely.
But the most important thing that I do is definitely, like, practice gratitude. So when I wake up, especially if it's a work day, because I don't want to instantly start complaining because of work, but I'm grateful for work.
Mindset.
Yeah, so I like to list at least 3 things that I'm grateful for. Most of the time it's something that I see outside my window, or, like, the sun is shining, and, like, you know, like, the, or weather I get to take deep breaths.
Yes.
Dude. Yeah, I the definitely breathing. Like to do that, too. Yes. Even before checking my phone, because it is a really bad habit to just go instantly to your phone and check social media.
Don't do it.
I like to earn that and be like, okay, well, you have to take 5
earn
deep
it.
Breaths.
Breathe, bitch. Like, okay, I breathe deeper.
And, like, that, like, even saying, or, like, being grateful, saying you're grateful for 3 things in the morning sounds like like something so easy, but it's so not. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't do it. I mean, I know I don't do it, but since you're doing it, I'm going to challenge myself to try to do that
Yes! Challenge yourself.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it too.
Do it.
Me too. Maybe after this, we can all say great things we're grateful for.
Okay.
Oh my God.
My routine, besides brushing my teeth, is washing my face.
Oh, that's good, bitch.
But no,
it is good.
It is good.
Especially with cold water.
Cold water.
Does it close your pores?
And it wakes you up.
Dude, cold showers, have you heard of them?
Ooh, love them.
Ice baths?
Wim Hof.
Dude, Wim Hof!
Wim Hof! Dude,
I just washed the fucking... Gwyneth Paltrow has a show, Goop Labs, the episode on him.
Yeah, he has an app that you should get.
Okay, I need to watch this.
Oh my
cold
God,
showers
no.
will change your life.
Wait, he like had a traumatic ass experience and had two young kids and his wife like killed herself and jumped out of a building.
Oh my God.
So like to like get him out of this rut, he fucking took cold showers and a deep breathing exercise every day.
Wow.
Because the cold, you know, it constricts the vessels, which pushes the blood. Like, duh.
Oh, that makes hella sense.
Absolute sense.
Yep.
And they literally, he did this thing where he injected E. coli.
Yeah.
He injected E. coli in his motherfucking body, and they did tests, and he, like...
And he did, like, his method that he came up with, he did it, and he didn't get E. coli.
Yes.
And then other people...
got E. coli.
No, the same... Yeah, the people that didn't do it got it.
Yes.
And then he had another grouping of people that also did the same breathing techniques and methods that he did, and they all of them didn't get it either.
Wow, so basically, take cold showers every day.
And, like, hyperventilate for 10 minutes. It that sounds
but yeah,
weird,
you get
but...
To, yeah, get, you
I want
to! Control over your breath.
Yes. And then you feel better afterwards.
Yeah,
and, like,
for
I
sure.
did it, and, like, in the video, they're kind of freaking out.
Yeah. You can tell that, like, one of the girls, the one that had super bad anxiety and stuff, like, they just did, like, these things where she would lay down, and, like, you could just, her body would be, like, just shaking. Just
challenge number two accepted. Yeah.
Just because she has so much anxiety inside of her.
I think it's, like, you inhale more than you exhale, so it's, like, and just do that for, like, 10 minutes straight.
Longer
inhale.
Deep divers do that shit.
Yes.
For a little while, and we would send each other cold shower videos.
That was fun. I was kind of cheating, too. I was kind of cheating in the beginning.
It's actually warm.
Dude, it's like the lightest, warmest little thing.
Yeah, that's why.
But, like, straight up cold water,
I'm
like...
How is she not freaking out right now? It also depends
too. Like, I can make it like just touch my head, but the minute it touches like my stomach, I'm like,
yeah.
It's different.
Well, I guess you gotta like.
That's how I feel getting into the river.
Yeah.
Like once it hits my stomach, I'm like,
don't touch me. I swam in glacier water and it was like amazing, but I didn't have a towel or anything. It was like snowing. And I had to get out, but I feel like I didn't need a towel. Like, I felt like my pores were so closed because of the water being so cold that, like, I felt like a duck. Like, the water was just, like, sliding off of me. Like,
you
it wasn't
like
absorbing anything.
Superhuman afterwards.
I did.
Good.
Do you have any other routines?
Oh, routines.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I can't think of anything.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are here, and in case you haven't noticed, we have a special guest on the show today. Christopoulos Thermopoulos III.
Hey.
Chris, go ahead and say hi. Tell us who you are.
Hi, everybody. My name is Christopher Martinez, or Christopoulos. just had to get on this queer podcast, you know. Happy to be here with the three of y'all, and thanks for doing what you do. Appreciate the support for the gays.
Support.
Yes. I'm gonna do a little plug.
Plug-a-roo.
I have a little potty too. It's called For the Record with Angelina. It's one I do with my cousin.
Love Angelina.
So, you know, we don't do it anymore because of Corona. We want to get back to it, but I'm happy to be on a podcast right now. So thank you.
What are your pronouns for our listeners out there?
Thank you. They are he, him, and even they.
Wow, I'll take it.
Welcome, welcome. Pew, pew,
pew. Yeah. Let's get this party started.
Lovely inclusive.
Christopher.
So, Christopher. Hey. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Ah, también bien, muchas gracias. So, how... I'm so grateful, by the way, that you survived 2020 apocalypse.
Yeah.
And looking good, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, there
you
go. Yeah.
Got the quarantine hair going.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks real cute, by the way.
Looking Thank like you. Avon Jogia. That's how you spell his name.
Nobody knows who that is.
But somebody should look him up. A-D-A-N, last name, J-O-G-I-A. That's what he looks like.
Jean-Jean.
Let me see again.
Jean-Jean.
Oh, wait. It's okay.
A babe.
I'm like going to sound that. Fucking racist. I'm like, was it the Slumdog Millionaire guy? No.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Oops. Okay.
Moving on.
So tell us. Okay. Tell us how you survived. Tell us how it went.
Oh,
so first thoughts. The good and the bad. The highlights, the not so happy.
Dude, I went to Hawaii in February.
February.
Ooh, right before?
Which looked
right
amazing,
before.
By the way.
And I remember being there, and it was like our last day, and we had just kind of heard here and there about little coronavirus.
No biggie.
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, just that thing over in China, like, doesn't affect me. So I was in for a rude awakening. But
check it.
I was in Hawaii, and it was our last day, and they had said that it hit the island. It was on the island, and I was like, oh, I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Like, their first case was, you know, just like the news was kept saying, coronavirus is here. It's in this state. It's in this state. Yeah. It's in this country. Mm-hmm. And so it made it to Hawaii. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, if it made it to an island, this doesn't sound very good. But I also.
Sounds like it might be something.
Also wasn't taking it too seriously.
So you weren't scared yet?
No. No. Oh my god, I have a fucked up, like...
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, I have a fucked up story. Like, when they just announced the shutdown, it was like... So, it happened on a Tuesday, right? On, like, March 16th was a Tuesday, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was a Monday, actually.
A Monday, okay.
Because we didn't go back to school. I didn't go back to work.
Yes. Like, we're making tea, so you can hear everything.
as she fucked it.
That was the honey in the tea. Okay, so...
ASMR.
Oh, I hate that stuff. I can't. That was another quarantine thing. One of my friends showed me ASMR videos. I'm like, this is fucking gross.
You were like, why?
This, like, why is that a thing? Well, people get, like, millions of dollars from it.
Yeah, like they do.
It's so gross.
My friend Clarice loves that.
No!
Shit.
No.
Oh, my
no.
gosh, she loves that. I like she sends nails. Me videos. I'm like,
I just think of your sister hating that. Oh, my God.
But Ariel can't stand people chewing.
Wait.
Some people like to chew.
That's
yeah,
not
nice.
I don't like
That's
chewing.
But yeah, you tell us your fucked up story.
Oh, just at work. So it was like I was working Saturday before they shut it down on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and like people were kind of frantic. Like that's when the restaurant I worked at a restaurant with Jazzy.
Drakey Poo.
Yeah, she got me the job, but she was not there because she's on to bigger and better things. But I was there, and I just remember, like, some coworkers were, like, not showing up because they were getting afraid, you know, before they even shut down. And there was one coworker who was, like, didn't come to work because their dad had diabetes. And I was like, whatever. Like, come on. Like,
because that's, like, a pre-existing
Exactly.
Dish.
So it's, like, in his social circle, he didn't want to, like, pass it on. I just remember being like, whatever. Like, I know, it's really fucked up, right?
But we didn't know back then. Now
Oh, my God. No. I mean, I just, like, think I wasn't taking it seriously. And then shit went down. And then I got the rug swept beneath my feet. And it just made me really realize working in such a person-to-person interaction.
A sardine basket, bro.
Oh, my God.
Friday nights, Saturday nights, even Saturdays at that place, it was like shoulder to shoulder.
Butts to nuts.
Butts to nuts. Yes. Not even joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
So it just made me feel like so useless. Like my one mode of work was to like talk to people, and I'm basically just like a robot. Like a robot could do my job, and I just felt hella worthless. Like... All I did was take people's orders and bring them their food, and now they don't even need that. Or like,
dude, and yeah, now because now Drake's is open, But everything's over, like, your phone.
Yeah.
So, they do servers, the... and there's no need to hire servers back anymore.
Well, they say that's what they want, and ultimately, at the end of the day, they're gonna want it back, but it makes it so much easier. I mean, I've definitely been out and done the QR code, and it's fucking sick! It's fucking sick! You split the check, you don't have to worry about all that. Yeah, that is kinda cool. Like, it's cool, but just in that moment, I was like, damn, I need to find a better job. Like, I need to not work with the public this close, I guess, just because, like... for the next pandemic, because that motherfucking shit is gonna happen again.
I'm like, oh yeah,
it's a wrap. Like,
yeah, they already found a mutant strain of the fucking corona.
And here we are opening back up. And they say, like, there's might be some...
It makes no sense, because the numbers are higher right now than ever.
That's really weird. Yeah.
And they want to open up. And now they're even talking about opening up the schools. Like, I'm like, hell no, that's a germ box.
I just saw today, like, we need to be able to, like, just nip it all in the bud. 70% of the world's population has to get the vaccine. And we're at 1%. Love that journey, but
we
also
all gonna die.
But also, like, there's, I think there's more hope in it too with the Biden administration, because I don't know, I like watch all their press briefings and stuff, and I don't know, it just seems like the attitude has changed a bit more previously than the fucking fuckhead administration with fuckhead Trump. But
fuckhead.
I'm gonna
bleep his name out.
Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. Piece of shit, motherfucker. Bleep beep 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 beep. So that was March, and what did I do? Can we talk about drugs or no?
Yeah, okay.
Talk about whatever you'd like.
Well, I mean, I just...
I feel like we all went crazy a little bit.
I mean, I just, like, smoked a lot of weed, and I didn't drink that much. I know that it was, like... I tried. I didn't either, though.
Yeah. Was having hurricane parties.
Yeah. you were having slurricane parties? No, I had a lot of deep thinking and thought, you know.
So did you feel like you had to cut down on the weed because you were thinking too much? Or is weed the drug?
Weed is the drug.
Weed is medicine.
I know, right? So it's not even...
I thought you were saying drugs.
No. I know, okay, yeah. No, I was pretty chill. And, like, I wasn't afraid that I was going to get it, but I was constantly thinking that I was a disease walking around with a dormant fucking spittle.
Dude, me too.
You know, like...
The anxiety of that shit is fucked up.
I'm going to be around the wrong person and spittle on them in a little bit, and then it's going to... I'm, like, it's not going to affect me because it's dormant. I don't know. They say, like, you might not even have signs of it. And I'm just like, fuck, I'm walking. Like, does, like, fucking... virus. I'm a walking virus, you know.
Yeah, exactly. To the earth.
Yeah.
All of us are.
Yeah, we are.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Mother Earth. Me
too. So I was scared about that, but I really got, like, active. I think I went running a lot. That helped with my mental health. Just running in general helps me. Yeah. And I was cooking a lot. Like, I'm not the best cook, but I like to do it. Like, I learned how to fucking
good. That's all that matters.
It was great. And I was just, like, cooking for myself because my fucking roommates didn't really eat my food. I'm like, fuck you guys. But it was cool. I was living with, like, two couples at the time, so they were doing their own shit. Ooh. So, yeah. No, it was cool. But, they were doing their own shit. But I would make a shit ton of, like, tomato soup, and I just eat it all.
I was thinking that you used to make, like, a tomato, like, a German tomato vinegar something? Oh, onions God. Or something?
I don't know. But,
maybe,
like,
not.
Maybe you saw the picture of... Yeah.
When you were living here.
Oh.
I don't know why when you said food, I was like, tomatoes. And then you said, and I would make tomato soup.
I love tomatoes. I love that shit. Oh. I made my own, like, red pasta sauce. Like, that shit's fucking easy. I'll never buy... like ragu. I didn't before because it's kind of gross. not my favorite. I don't want to yuck your yum, but
it sounds gross.
Ragu. Exactly. Anything canned box, I'm not totally against, but I'm totally, don't try to do that. Try to eat my greens, my raw foods. Mm-hmm.
That is another thing that is important.
So I learned how to make my own motherfucking spaghetti sauce, and it's fire.
Awesome.
You just cut the fucking tomatoes, balsamic vinny, a little garl, a little...
Garl?
Garl! I've seen garl.
Garlton!
A little garl.
Love it.
Yeah, just blend that shit up and fucking eat it. And then I made like a fucking... grilled cheese and shit and dipped it.
I'm hungry.
Oh, yes. And I'd be bougie and get like the fancy cheese.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, and the fresh loaves.
A little caviar.
Yo, oh no. Too deep.
Too
but
dig deeper.
Speaking of deeper, did you have a boothang at all?
Oh,
2020?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, I had the privilege of dwelling on my past relationship that I should geez. Have. I should have.
Wah, wah, wah.
You know, I should have kept that guy around.
He was, wait, what happened?
Would have been nice for the pandemic. Would have been nice when I was really lonely.
For surely.
You know, and then I was like, am I just missing him because I'm lonely? Or was he just really a fantastic gem? And I think it was the latter.
Oh. Yeah.
But, so I was dating this guy from the end of 2018 till the middle of 2019. And in 2019, I finished college. So I thought, like, I'm gonna graduate.
I'm not big.
I'm trying to spread my wings and you're holding me back. But was that the case?
Exactly.
You're in my college relationship.
Exactly.
I'm an adult now.
Exactly. And he was a bit older than me. And
I
like,
was gonna say he was a bitch.
Yeah. Super hot. Love the old man.
Love the old man.
Was he the salt and pepper?
No, he was like 11 years older than me. So he was like
hot.
34. And I was like, Twantefa.
Oh, yeah.
So, but also, like, he was very. Okay, so this. I'm getting to the good part. Okay.
Tell us more about Daddy.
Daddy was very established and, like, you know, he had his own business. And, you know, I just felt like I was not even there. I felt like we were on different levels. Like, he was established. I was not. I'm just starting off. He fucking. Is he can go to Mexico at the drop of a dime if he wanted to. And, like, we were going to do all of these things. And, like, I got into, like, a little fight over something really stupid that I'm, like, really regretful. Like,
oh!
Yeah. Like, he asked me why I called everyone bitch. Like, why do you say bitch all the time? And I was triggered. Exactly.
Were you triggered because he was trying to tell you what to do, or you were triggered because nobody's confronted you with that?
I think that nobody
he
confronted
made you
think
me about with
that. It. Yeah.
Like, bitch, what?
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, bitch. Oh, man. Broke up with him. He was supposed to come.
Wait, you broke up over
bitch.
That?
Bitch.
We're
oh, what a dumb bitch. Motherfucker that I was. Oh, excuse me, we're bleeping.
Right? No,
you're fine.
Well, so.
Don't talk about my friend like that, though. Don't talk about my friend like that. You're my friend. Yourself.
Oh, thank you. I was like, yeah. I know. But so that was middle of 2019, and. So the rest of my 2019 was just, you know, hanging out with my friends again. And, like, you know, I broke up with him because I thought, like, well, he wanted me to move in. So he was like, I'm about to buy a house. You can rent the other room. And, like, you know, like, well, we can do this together. And I felt like, pressure. And Kristen Wiig in Bridesmaids, have you seen that? When she's like, every time I'm like getting in a relationship and things are going great, I run the opposite way. Like, that's how
self-sabotage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I
Are you an ACA?
What's that?
An adult child of an alcoholic.
No, but I heard you say
or
that.
Dysfunctional family.
Yeah. Bitch,
or a dysfunctional family.
I heard you say that on the other podcast, and actually, like, yeah.
Resonation
station.
Yeah, wow. I'm the same. Actually.
That resied with me. I need to join that. I mean,
definitely give you some info.
Yeah, I want some support. I mean, it doesn't like
hurt.
I was gonna say it doesn't affect me now, but of course. Fucking liar.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
You open that book up and you're just like
exactly.
Check.
Yeah.
Those are all of me.
Yeah. So yeah. So yeah, I ran the other way when things were going great. And like, I remember when he told me he loved me too, like I'll never forget it. And I think it's like, I remember it so much because I don't think I believed it, but I just didn't believe like, it's not that I didn't believe him.
You don't have trust in other people.
I didn't trust that I was worthy of it.
Ooh,
you know?
I was just going to say, it's self-worth thing.
It's a self-worth thing. And you know, so it made me really, so that's the end of 2019, and then the pandemic hits, I get the carpet swept from underneath my feet, and I have to sit with my thoughts.
Oh.
You know?
Yay.
You know? As we like, all did. As we all did.
Face to face.
Yeah.
Mirror to mirror.
Cute little pandemic moment. A little
cute.
So,
cute
it was
a distraught moment.
Yeah, so, it just, it made me realize, like, I could have been worth doing that. You know, I could have done it.
You
I just,
are worthy, though.
I am worthy.
Right? Yeah. So do you realize that now?
Yeah, definitely.
Good, bitch.
I definitely. And I learned to not play the comparison game, mm-hmm. always comparing myself to other people. Like, I would compare myself to him, and he's fucking 10 years older than me.
What give yourself 10 years. The glow up is going to be real.
You
bad.
Know.
Look at you.
You know. So, if anything, it inspired me to get my shit together and to fucking think about my career, what I'm going to do. Like, he's really cool. Like, he, like, I don't know, he likes plants, so then he has his own, like, plant company where he like
horticulture.
He designs people's fucking yards and shit.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Love it.
I love
that for him. I don't even
know. So like, yeah. Anyways, aww. We're friends now.
Oh, that's good.
We've talked.
Good.
But
do you think it'll ever
I
go
think
back?
I'm in the friend zone.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait,
we'll see. If he were to be interested, have you been doing anything different for yourself to, I mean, like you mentioned that you feel like you are worthy, you understand and you have came to that realization.
Yeah.
So like, if you were to go into the same relationship, how would it be different in terms of like what you bring to the table?
I think I've stopped worrying about like how we are going to work and thinking about, I think I was just worried that it wasn't going to work out the whole time. And I think you just need to get that thought out of your head. As long as I'm working on me, I'm doing what I need to do. Then and he like accepted me. He accepted me before through all my bullshit,
you
know?
It was you that didn't accept you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but also I think, I mean, you were so worried about this, like, fear of this possibility in the future that you didn't, like, and this, like, goes for me, too, is that you're not actually being here now and enjoying that moment or the time you have with that person.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of, like, I've been in the same boat where I'm, like, this, like, thinking of the future, like, this is gonna suck when we break up.
Yeah.
But also realizing that great things don't last forever. Mm-hmm. Like, life doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
Even relationships don't last forever. But if you can, like, cherish and appreciate them while you have them, then you're fine.
Now that's living, bitch.
That's living, bitch!
Shake your titties! That's living!
Oh my God. I definitely have a problem of, and it's been a lot of unlearning through quarantine. I have a problem of like thinking like, I'm this age, I'm here. And then the next step is this, and then the next step is that. And this is how life works. And
but
that,
everybody has their own journey.
And that's what I motherfucking learned because, yeah, there's other, you know, people that I mingle with and talk to, and like there's one guy who is like a couple years older than me, and also same thing, has a shit together, went to college right out of high school, and you know it took me 6 years, and you know they've got a really great job for whatever, and I was like a server, so I was just always playing that comparison game, and then I felt like a big fucking loser because I lost my job and I was like collecting unemployment and really had to like think like, you know, working at the restaurant, it was comfortable. It was easy money. It was,
and it's really easy to get comfortable in that cash flow.
Exactly.
Bro.
So it really accelerated my need to fucking get my shit together and figure out what it is. Like, what am I passionate about? What do I want to do? And to tell you, what am I trying to say? Good news, I figured it out.
Yay!
Yes.
We did the work.
I did the work. The plan is literally happening. It's literally just happened this past week or two. Okay. I'm gonna fucking be an interpreter for the deaf.
Aww. Yay!
Yeah. So, I start in the fall. It's a 2-year program, but since I need prereqs, it's going to take me 3 years. It should only take 2, but I need so it's a 3-year plan, and so I don't know.
Oh, is it because you did poli-sci, right?
Yeah.
So, and well, so you have all the stuff for poli-sci, but now you're doing a different thing. Well, so there's like just a few different requisites or something?
At school, I graduated with a bachelor's in communications and I minored in political science.
Oh.
But that has nothing to do with the program. I just need to take like the basic like deaf culture classes. Mm. It's just like, even though I probably like know it kind of because I took all 4 years in high school, they want you to have like a structure, a foundation.
Yeah,
that's what the counselor said, and I actually had I signed to this deaf counselor, which is kind of intimidating because like I do know the language but I'm not a professional at it, but yeah. Like I'm gonna be a fucking professional at it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write a show about,
you're a time traveler and you actually are already an interpreter and you're looking back right now at this podcast. And you're like, wow, remember that day?
Exactly.
I fucking knew it.
And we'll have this beautiful podcast to look back on and listen on.
Yay!
So, yeah.
We have ASL classes for the district that I teach for.
Nice.
So maybe if you ever wanted to like TA, I could talk to my old ASL teacher and we can get you in. Because honestly, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Exactly.
So you want to freaking use that.
Woo! Got my fingers going.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
And like... Yeah, because I love ASL.
Yes.
Right? And I used to really love, because we would get like a few deaf customers at Drake's.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, me, me, me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And exactly. Like, I'm really slow. Like, I don't look cool at all when I do it. But like, it just feels good, like being able to use it.
Dude, I got sloshed with this deaf couple like one day at work. I wasn't even working and they were just at the bar and I just sat down with them and just like... bought them everything. I was like, this is on me. And we just had a great fucking time.
That's really sweet.
But like, the school is that I'm gonna go to is in Fremont. It's Ohlone, and it's like the Mecca.
Ohlone. JK, kind of.
It's like the Mecca of the deaf community, I guess. So I'm gonna like move to fucking Fremont. Like, whatever,
yeah,
you know?
The CSD is there.
Exactly.
I used to play basketball there with Clarice.
Me too.
Oh. Well, it was really weird. No, you didn't.
Not with you guys, but I did for my school. And we would go there and play basketball, dude.
Me too.
I did. Trying to get in a car and drive it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, dude, get in there.
Yeah, so I'm going to work on my career because I want to make buku bucks and go to fucking wherever the fuck I want to go to.
Yeah,
you know,
be
like,
your own boss. Fuck the system.
Exactly. And like, I want to work from home because that's just that is the move right now. That's the biz, to be able to work from motherfucking home. It's the future and that's what I want to do, so...
And we are the future.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them loud and loud and loud and loud.
Love it.
So, teach them all and let them lead the way. Wait, that's what it says.
Good shit. Good shit. So I'm perfect now. I'm a fully realized individual.
Mm-hmm.
My brain has formed to its full form. That's like a thing.
And it just
like,
took a pandemic?
Yeah,
and a breakup?
Yeah.
You're like,
exactly.
2020,
that's
you idiot.
It.
I haven't even reached my final form.
That's it. That's all it took. I am. Yeah. So,
I mean, okay. This question, I love this question. If you had to go back to your 2019 self, not 2019 summer,
okay,
but 2019 December 30th, what would you tell yourself? Like,
I'd be like,
bitch, put on a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Grab your helmet.
Yeah.
Get your kids. Get
hide your wives.
Oh my God.
It's a pandemic.
I was like, all those trips you thought you were going to do, 86, bitch. Because like, I was going to fucking go to Europe and San Diego and fucking, like, I had 3 trips lined up. Like, thinking, like,
goodies too.
Right? Like, I'm going to make so much fucking money. I don't care how many hours I work. I'm going to collect all this cash and then ball out. balls to the walls, and then sit my happy ass at home. That's what I ended up doing. Right? It was so depressing.
I know we all had those moments, right? Where you just, like, sat and watched everything on Netflix, Everything on Hulu. Did you get into any physical activities or, like, something new?
I mean, I started getting... I was already into yoga since, like, 2016, but...
I love yogurt.
Yeah. A little yogurt. A little anti-digestive. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know, active. Yeah, I just ran more. Honestly, like, when I felt like I had to get out of the fucking house, I would go to the Alameda Beach and just run up and down the...
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, scenic. Over there. Good breeze for the heat.
Always.
And it was so fucking hot, too. We bought a little pool, so I would just roll a blunt and then go into the pool and chill. Ooh. Or I'd get hella high and just, like, pass out. I tanned a lot.
That's dangerous passing out in the sun.
I had one of my roommates also smoked hella weed, so we'd have he called it a bong mitzvah. And, like, my window had no screen on it because it's hella janky. Just kidding. But I was, in my window, I was like... It was connected to the backyard, so I would put my window down and pass the bong to my through the window. He's in the backyard, and we would, like, pass through my window. It's so
pass
weird.
Pass the wire.
Exactly.
Are you political at all?
Political? Yeah, bitch.
I know.
What do you mean?
Just pull that out the pocket.
Are you political? Did you vote, bitch?
Mr. Early, I...
Did you vote?
Yeah. Yes, bitch, I voted
How
for...
How did you feel about the Black Lives Matter movement?
Oh, man. I mean, it's pretty disgusting to... I unfortunately watched the George Floyd video, but it's just something you don't ever want to see again. And it's so, like, resembling of fucking Emmett Till or everybody. I mean, just any black... Sandra Bland, any black or brown person who... has been fucked by white supremacy, the white supremacy system that's in place with our cops and, you know, like, yeah, no, I mean, I followed it, and it's fucked up, so.
Did you go to any of the protests?
Okay, no, I did not. Oh. I know, I'm so fake.
Well, the pandemic was all...
I'm so fake, but...
That does
but
not make you fake.
I feel like a fake-ass bitch, but, like, I was just worried about so many people in the pandemic. But,
as you should have
but
been.
So many people went out, and I'm just like, and it was masked up, and then I saw reports afterwards that, like, said good things, that, you know, no coronavirus was spread, you know, like, so I do regret not, like, being out there, you know. If I say I'm an ally, how do I show I'm an ally, you know?
There's multiple ways of showing allies. Some people are frontliners, and some people
are backliners. Yeah. I'm on the back line, okay? I'm on the bench, bitch. I just, like, cheer on
the
side.
The bench is also important. We need Chialita.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Dude, especially, I mean, I know a lot of people are unemployed, but if you can throw some funds, there was a lot of, like, stuff to get protesters gears.
So I definitely...
get them out of jail.
I donated, you know, here and there. I was also on unfucking employment, so, like, couldn't donate that much, but, like, yeah, I
even
try...
like spreading the message on social media, that's their minimum stuff.
Yeah they in college I learned they call it it's an armchair warrior.
Oh.
On your armchair typing away warrior. I was like, oh no, am I an armchair warrior?
Dude, we gotta fight the fight any way we can, though. So I mean,
I do what you can. Definitely had a lot of good back and forth from people on social media, which is nice to hear, like, you know, your opinions are heard, and they're like, people hear what you're saying, and that's good, because there are other people who don't who don't get it, who are very wrapped up in their whiteness. And, you know, I went to San Francisco State just as a communications major because I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do, and I wasn't into math. And, you know, I thought I'd take some cool debate classes or stuff like that. But I had to pick my minor at the time that Trump got elected. And so I was like, fuck, I'm like, I need to pick up some political science classes because I need to know. Now I need to learn what the fuck happened. Like, what happened, you know? And I just remember, like, going into American Politics 101. It's the 75-year-old black man teaching it. Robert Smith, he wrote this book, and we read it, but it was called, what is it called? African Americans and the Universal, and the Quest for Universal Equality or something. And I don't know, or, what was it?
What's his name?
Robert Smith.
Okay.
Anyways, just how he opened up the class was like, you know what? All the textbooks that you're reading, throw them away. Everything, we're going to start fresh. We're going to I need to let you know what this country is about. And what all you need to know about America is that black people have always been here. They've always been here. If you are in America, you can only be one of three things. You're either an immigrant, you are either a slave or descendant of slave, or a Native American. Hello. Mm-hmm. So you're not white, you're an immigrant. And so I just think this this myth of whiteness was perpetuated and peddled by Trump, you know, that in like this pseudo Christian suburb like identity was just like was baited. He baited that identity, like, well, we have family values and we are into the military, and it's just all this fucked up coded language that is just, they're saying one thing, but it means another, you know? But then you've got the people on the other side saying, we just want family values. We don't want you to kill babies, you know? Nobody wants to kill fucking babies, but women should have the right to do whatever the fuck they want with their body.
Yo.
So, you know, I think it was, I mean, Trump was a reaction to Obama, and as it really was. And even when Obama was in office, like, Trump started the birtherism thing where
is he even from here?
Exactly.
Let's see his birth certificate.
Exactly.
Fucking ridiculous.
Exactly. So it was already in this race. Racism's always been around, and it took fucking Donald Trump to be elected for us, well, for me, I'm speaking for myself, to, as you know, as a white passing guy, to really realize, like, oh shit, this shit is everywhere. Half of these motherfuckers voted
it's
for
not
the racist.
New. Like, he literally just like offered the platform for it.
Exactly.
And these folks took advantage of that.
He made it cool, and he told the Proud Boys to stand by,
and they fucking did, bruh.
Bitch, they ran up on the Capitol.
Yeah.
Who
that
does
was
that?
I haven't heard anything since then.
Oh, man. I just know they've made like 100 arrests and like the FBI.
That's it?
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
Exactly. They were hella heads there.
Yeah.
Photo comes up and you were there. We're going to get your ass, but like, we know how they are.
We'll freaking see. I don't trust anything the government says, so.
Yeah. Okay, that's part of the problem, though. We need to have more faith in our government, however, they suck.
So, I was reading something, I don't know, this was a while ago, but they were talking about, or maybe it was a podcast, they were talking about the truth and how it's been bent, and, there's a lot of fake news, right? Yes, yes, yes. And the trouble isn't when people just don't believe fake news or when they believe fake news. The trouble is when people no longer believe the truth.
Yes. They're calling it the post-truth era. We are in a post-truth era that we can't even agree on the simple facts.
Yeah.
And that's...
Ooh, that's dangerous.
That's like, that's why Kellyanne Conway, who was Trump's...
Little bitch,
press secretary, dumb bitch, stupid ass bitch. What's that thing?
Oh, yeah.
stupid ass bitch. motherfucking ass bitch.
Bitch.
Oh, well, she coined the term alternative facts.
Oh,
and
no,
that,
alt facts. Ugh.
Also, do you guys know what QAnon is?
Yeah.
QAnon.
Conspiracy theorists, like believers.
Yes.
Well, they think that like the aliens are like... Or what is it?
There's just... Yeah, no, go on. That's one of the conspiracies.
So they believe in the Anunnaki?
Okay, I don't know about that one.
No, I think it's like the reptilians or something.
Oh, there's so many.
We're lizard people.
Who like live deep in the earth, but they have, so basically they're running everything.
Yes.
The government is just like a fake, it's all like.
And Democrats are running a pedophile ring in a pizza shop, and that's called Pizzagate. Google it. It's a real thing. Because these fucking people, like, and here's the thing. People are just, they want to point the finger because it's so easy to say it was the Democrats who are pedophiles. That's easier than actually saying we live in a system, we live in a country that stems from systemic racism, that stems from
exploitation of the vulnerable.
It's not easy for people to hear that and like consume that, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at right now. Like, you need to fucking look at this. Look in the mirror. Look at where you are. If you were born in America, you're motherfucking lucky, bitch. Mm. Because, like, you could be gay and be born in Russia and then be... there's this thing called... It's in Chechnya, Russia, where it's like they're calling it the gay Holocaust. It's kind of extreme, but there's like these...
Shit's going down in Russia right now, too.
Yes!
Isn't shit always going down in Russia? And they don't stop.
And guess who was sucking Putin's dick?
Trump-a-dumpa.
Like, Russian officials were luring in gay men on, like, Grindr or whatever the equivalent Russian gay dating app was, and, like, arresting them.
That's fucked up.
Chechnya.
I was talking to Jotria Antonio, and he was telling me that like he's had recent conversations with folks who think or thought they were the only gay person. Like still till this day that exists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude, and I'm like, wow.
Like, check your privilege. Blessed. Check your motherfucking privilege, bitch. I know. Yep. I know. Me growing up in the Bay Area, us growing up in the Bay Area, like every year we had Diversity Week, and we all like different colors, and we did the rainbow flag because they were gay.
GSA, come join the GSA.
I would never though, because that is social suicide. I had a lot of internalized homophobia.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah,
most definitely. I had holy water sprayed on me
a
few
times. You have to unlearn all of it.
I told being gay, well, like, everybody has sins, and being gay was my sin. It's okay, honey. That is just your sin. That one is just for you. You pick
me
that
too.
One. Everybody gets to pick a sin. You pick that one. And I was like, okay. I can fuck with that.
No, repent.
Yeah.
Not today.
Now spank me with a paddle. Just kidding.
How many Hail Marys do I have to make?
Exactly. And that's just not it.
No.
That just ain't it, boo. So, I'm political.
good.
Did you ever answer the question about what advice you would give to
2019
self?
About
2020?
I would tell them to read a book.
What kind of book?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's good preparation.
Just get a bunch of good books because you're going to have a lot of time.
Read the dictionary.
Exactly.
Go to the library, get a shit ton of books.
I don't know. I feel like that's like playing God. Like,
we'll do it. Play God.
Okay. Well.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I feel like your future self telling your past self something is like.
That's what I said. Like, it feels weird because everything kind of works out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. So I can't like fucking time travel and, you know, stop the. I don't know.
So question denied.
Yeah.
D-Lock.
Any last words?
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 Words. Words. Words.
Words.
Any last words?
Words that are last.
Do you have any last
words? Words.
Words. Words.
Do you brush your teeth?
Where are the words?
Guys, gals, non-binaries, gays, lesbies, whatever.
Queerdos.
Whatevsies.
Queerdays.
We don't yuck your yum. So if you think that it's the end of the motherfucking world, remember that it is not. and, you know, stay positive. Do your motherfucking deep breathing exercises. Do your motherfucking ice baths. Get your blood.
Cold shower.
Right.
Cold shower.
Cold shower.
Deep breath. Brush your teeth.
Uh-huh. All of it. All of it. All of it. All of it. Okay, I think that was my last word.
All right.
We found them.
We found
darkness on our Instagram and TikTok pages at Queered Wellness. You can click the link in both of those bios to be one of our Patreons, aka Sugar Mama Papa Tio Tiexa, where you can receive some goodies from us.
And once again, thank you for joining us on this journey.
We love you.
And thanks, Chris, for joining our first guest.
Hey.
Yeetskersons.
I love you so much.
See you later.